Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We got some fun stuff coming up in a couple of moments. Talk a little bit about our beloved flying squirrels. 535, talk a little bit about where we are with this maintenance of AM radio. We have, what is this, a moron alert? Gathering of morons, apparently, on Monument Avenue. We'll talk about that in a moment. And just because I share everything, even those times when you're thinking, Jeff, we really don't need to know that. That's exactly what I tell you. I go from the editor and publisher of the authoritative trade paper, the Bible of Talk Radio, Talkers, Michael Harrison with us, telling me about how I'm one of the most important talk show hosts in the world, which is great. Let me tell you, you know, the head gets real swelled, blah, blah, blah. Then I go inside and we have, how do I describe it delicately? A cleanup on aisle Julia. That kid, no, I love her. But man, her timing and a few other things just stink. So, I mean, I knew have to give her a shower this evening anyway, but now, man, a shabbits. So, there we have it. So what are we hearing now? Monument Avenue. Anybody out there? And is it Monument Avenue or is it somewhere else? Let me see. I got to check the reports that are coming in. Apparently, some of the left-wing nitwits who, frankly, don't have anything else to do because, you know, they're not actually burdened by employment. There are a bunch of them now on Monument Avenue. Germ, do we have any idea exactly what these geniuses are protesting now? Is it just their regularly scheduled petulant behavior, their temper tantrums? Do they have an issue du jour? They're protesting President Trump and ICE. Huh. Okay. Well, here's my suggestion. Lock their asses up. That's all. Next question, please. You know, I learned that from Carl Leonard. What was his advice? Bluff. Bottom line, up front. And he learned it from former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld when he worked at the Pentagon with Secretary Rumsfeld. Bluff. B-L-U-F. Bottom line, up front. All right. Well, here's my bottom line, up front. You're blocking traffic? We will be removing you and arresting you. Anybody else? We got plenty of room to take a couple of you at a time. In fact, you can travel from here where you're blocking the road over to the Richmond City Jail, and you can go with your friends. How's that? It'd be nice, like a little mini vacation for you. Get a souvenir photo, maybe like a cool jumpsuit. I don't think you get to keep those. But, yeah, you know, orange flip-flops. Do they do the orange flip-flops there, the orange slides, or do they do like a tan? I don't know. But if you are blocking Monument Avenue because you've decided to have a, quote, protest, and you do not have some sort of permit to have the protest, then I believe you need to be arrested forthwith. Are these geniuses going to be like the other geniuses that shut down 95? Remember, a couple of months ago, last year, whenever it was. I don't know if they crazy glued themselves to the road or they chained themselves. Some stupid crap. And they wouldn't leave the highway. And decent human beings who had to go to work or come from work or wanted to go home to their kids, their lives were disrupted by a bunch of trustafarians sitting in the roadway. Now, Colette McEachin, as per usual, couldn't be bothered protesting. I mean, prosecuting any of the protesters. You know, she can't get involved in all that prosecuting stuff. I mean, she's only the Commonwealth's attorney, for God's sake. She's got other things to do. But if you're down in that area, do me a favor. Hit me up, please. James River Air text line. You're going to be our field reporters on this. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. What exactly is going on right now as we speak on Monument Ave? Do we know exactly what these folks are allegedly protesting? Do we know if there are arrests being made? I don't know. I don't know. If it is all about the ICE situation, apparently these people just don't like law enforcement, you know, doing their job. You know who else doesn't like law enforcement doing their job? CNN. Has CNN moved into the MSNBC take a sip category? I think it has. Hold on a second. Okay, there we go. There we go. Do me a favor, just start cut number one, please.
The pool
and the beach.
The beach.
Julio is an undocumented immigrant from Mexico. Sasha and their three children are all U.S. citizens. They decided to make the move together only moments after Trump took office.
There was an executive order being signed, and that was her call for, said, like, what do you think about moving to Mexico? And I said, honestly, at this point, yeah, let's do it.
Julio crossed the U.S. southern border when he was 11 years old, and he's lived in Pittsburgh ever since.
One of his first concerns when we talked about moving is, like, how am I going to watch the Steeler games?
You're a Pittsburgh native for all intents and purposes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What made Trump a second term more nerve-wracking for you, that to come to a decision that you had to leave the country?
There are no limits. There are no limits on being a target. The only main concern is, like, he looks brown, he looks different, he don't speak English. He's the one. It doesn't matter.
That's where things stand tonight in the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia.
They were confronted with their worst nightmare when Kilmar Abrego Garcia was mistakenly deported to a notorious mega prison in El Salvador.
I can see myself in that, and I don't want us to wait until we're in the same situation.
There are people who will say, you came to the U.S. illegally. Why didn't you do it the right way? What do you say to people?
If you were to be put in my situation at my age to tell me to do it the right way, the whole process pretty much takes about 15 to 20 years. By that time, I don't think my kids or anyone's kids who are starving or in a dangerous situation can wait 15, 20 years for you to come here and start working.
Now, Sasha and Julio are settling in Mexico, and they are part of a newly emerging community of people who are voluntarily departing the United States. It's something that the Trump administration is banking on. They're calling them self-deportations. They're taking to the airwaves with multi-million dollar ad campaigns and offering financial incentives for people to leave. Now, Sasha and Julio opted not to take that offer, but for them, what was happening in the U.S. was enough. The uncertainty was enough to make this move. And what we learned, of course, in this reporting, Brianna, is it's not just undocumented immigrants doing it, but also their U.S. citizen spouses and children.
Such great reporting, Priscilla. Thank you for taking us.
Really? Was that great reporting? Because I'm listening to that thinking, wow, what a terrible, terrible attempt at reporting. Missed as the most important part, the biggest takeaway, is that Julio entered the United States of America illegally. And because he didn't want to be bothered going through the process, he decided, well, the laws just don't apply to him. And so he decided to stay.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
After breaking into the country. And then he decided that he would make babies. Because she mentions those kids are American citizens. They were born in the United States. I didn't make them. They're not my kids. They're his kids. That whole thing was skewed. And you know what? Were I a journalism professor and she came in with that as her assignment. Right, here you go. What do you think, Professor? This is good stuff, right? No, it's garbage. absolute utter rubbish as far as journalism goes. If you're majoring in propaganda, congratulations, you get an A. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.